T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen Moore has been helping us all year long keep up with this booming economy, and he joins us now, the chief economist at Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore. Great to have you back on the show with us, Stephen.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Every week I say things can't get better, and they keep getting better. So
yeah.
We now have an all-time high on the stock market again today. It's just amazing what's happened with the jobs numbers, the stock market. The inflation is at record low. We have 7 million surplus jobs. I mean, the left is really running out of things to complain about.
Yeah, it is amazing to see how well this economy is doing. And I wanted to get your opinion on this. I'm looking at a Fox Business article here. Stuart Varney suggests that the impending failure of Trump's impeachment might be a plus for your money. What do you think impeachment is going to do for the economy here in the United States, regardless of which way this heads?
Well, look, I don't think anyone, you know, who's half sensible thinks that this is going to lead to the ouster of the president. I think most people are kind of disgusted by this whole process. And, you know, I don't understand the Democrats, really. I think they just must be suffering from anti-Trump derangement syndrome, and they can't stop themselves from what a proceeding, the proceedings of, you know, they should just, you know, if they want to censure the president, they should do that and get on with it. So do I think that the investors think that this is going to lead to impeachment? No. But I will tell you one thing that does worry me as an investor, and I'm surprised the markets are not kind of pricing this into the stock values, is that the possibility of a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren becoming president of the United States. That is extraordinarily frightening. I agree that would cause up to 25% to 30%, you know, drop in stocks at the very minimum. Trillions and trillions of dollars of losses to retirement accounts and to individuals who own stock. And, you know, look, I don't think it's very probable that they are going to win, but one of them could win. And that would be, I mean, can you think of anything, Annie, that Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren has said that is good for the economy?
You know, I'm thinking about this, and when I listen to Elizabeth Warren talk, she's got her fists up, ready to fight the super hyper wealthy people in our country. She says, if you listen to her, she says it's just about the billionaires that are just going to have to give away, you know, two pennies or whatever she says. How do you respond to the idea that when she's talking to, you know, average regular people like me, that what Elizabeth Warren wants to do, if she becomes president, is only going to benefit me because I'm not super duper duper wealthy?
Well, look, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, since when is getting rich a sin in this country? You know, since when can we, you know, I find it very troubling that some of the great entrepreneurs of our time, whether it's Bill Gates of, you know, Microsoft or Fred Smith of FedEx or Mike Zuckerberg, Facebook, or, you know, Warren Buffett, one of the great investors ever. You know, I could go on and on. These people are heroes. I mean, and by the way, I don't always agree with their politics. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg at all, but he's built a great company. And the idea that somehow people who've been successful, and by the way, think of all the millions of Americans who've been hired by these people. I mean, I laugh when I hear Elizabeth Warren saying, you know, we got to take these people down. They're hurting the country. I'm like, what has Elizabeth Warren ever done? I mean, really? I mean, all she's been a university professor and a politician. And this is, I think, one of the reasons why Americans voted for Trump, is that he's a businessman and he knows how to run something. And he's a billionaire himself. And people said, gee, if he can, you know, make a billion in business, he could probably turn around the U.S. economy. And we were right.
Yep. Hey, Stephen, it's Ryan Wiggins.
Hi, Ryan.
Pivoting to Hong Kong and the crackdown on the protests over the weekend, is that a part of the China negotiations with the tariffs at all?
I don't think it is. And by the way, I think those Hong Kong, dissidents, they the protesters, they deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, what they are doing is such an amazing stand. We stand with those protesters against the communists in China who are trying to take away their rights and their religious freedoms. And so I have nothing but admiration for them, and I know you guys feel the same. No, this is not really centrally part of the negotiations. It's really about economics. But I think it reminds Americans what a tyrant China is, that this is a communist country now. They are they violate human rights. They are cheating. They are stealing. We're in a new Cold War with China. And I think what's happened, and God, I hope I'm wrong about this, but if the Chinese move their People's Liberation Army into Hong Kong, I think it'll be a disaster for both China and Hong Kong. So I am worried about that.
Are we going to see like a phase one agreement? I mean, I know we keep kind of hearing that it's close. Are we going to see that soon with China and Trump?
Yeah, I do. I think we are going to see that deal. I mean, you never know with the Chinese. I mean, I never say that it's going to happen with certainty because the Chinese, you know, they don't keep their word. These are people, I'm talking about the Chinese government, not the Chinese people, but the leaders in Beijing. And, you know, so many times we've been close to getting a deal with them over the last 3 years, and then at the last minute they pull back. So I do think we're going to get this deal, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. I think that, I wouldn't be surprised if they, at the last minute, pulled out of that agreement. By the way, China's getting crushed by these tariffs. That's the story that nobody in the media is covering. Mm-hmm. And they're losing factories. They're losing jobs. A lot of these factories are moving to India and to Singapore and to Vietnam to get around the tariffs. So it's in China's economic self-interest to get this deal done, but you just never know with the leaders in Beijing what they're going to do next.
We're speaking with Stephen Moore. He's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, also author of a book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. You kind of mentioned something earlier that struck up a question in my mind. When you look at the president as a businessman who's made tons and tons and tons of money, and you look at the divide between politicians who are lawyers and politicians who are businessmen, oftentimes you see the Republicans or the businessmen, they're in the business of making jobs for other people and understanding economically how that benefits the greater good. Whereas lawyers, if they tend to be on the Democratic side, they want to make a lot of laws. They want to make a lot of regulation. And it seems to be a diametrical opposition that we have in the Oval Office right now. Somebody who understands business and what's good for the economy overall.
Well, that's, why Trump's whole theme of putting America first and putting American businesses and American workers first. And by the way, American businesses and American workers have similar interests, right? I mean, why is it so hard for liberals like Elizabeth Warren to understand that when American businesses do well and American employers do well, American employees do well? I mean, is it really that hard to connect the dots between those two things? Elizabeth Warren seems to think that when businesses do better, workers do worse. I mean, how many businesses are going bankrupt? Hire workers. It's only successful businesses that hire workers. And so I agree with you. I think this framework, the mindset of Donald Trump is let's help American businesses be the most competitive businesses in the world because we are in a global economy. We're competing against Mexico and Canada and Europe and China. We want to make sure their jobs stay here in America, that they don't go overseas. And Trump has done a great job of that. We've created, here's another statistic here, almost 1.5 million construction, manufacturing, and mining jobs since Trump took office. And remember, it was Obama who said, how is he going to bring those jobs back with a magic wand? Mm-hmm. Well, they're back.
Yeah, that's a magic wand he's got there, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
when you look at the candidates that are on the left in the Democratic primary now, and they're going to get ready to face off here as the caucuses and primaries take place, do you see anybody in that race for the Democratic side who has moderate economic policies that you think wouldn't cause as drastic of a decline as an Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders?
Look, it's clear that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are the most left and most anti-business, but almost all of them have said they're going to shut down fracking, for instance. You think that's going to go over well in Pennsylvania and Ohio and New Mexico and Oklahoma and North Dakota and Texas, where, the shale gas is so important. Almost all of them want a Green New Deal. Almost all of them want Medicare for all. So I see gradations, but I think the Democratic message of the party now is Green New Deal, Medicare for all, redistribute income, raise taxes, So I guess the answer is no. I'm afraid of all of them.
Huh. Well, we've got a budget that needs to be signed here. Assuming we're going to have another continuing resolution that takes place, we haven't signed the USMCA quite yet. So a lot of economic decisions that should be being made by those members of
Congress. How can they move forward with those things like passing a budget or doing an infrastructure bill or fixing our immigration system or any of that? When they're so tied up with impeachment,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, all they want to talk about is removing this president. Can you think of a single thing that tossing this stuff back to you, Eddie? But can you think of a single piece of legislation that has passed under Nancy Pelosi's tenure as speaker that's been good for the?
Well, and they don't champion it either, because if it's good for the economy and they participate in it, then it's good for Trump and it's Trump bad. So even if it were something that happened, I don't think that they'd want to champion it, because then they'd have to share some credit.
They don't want the economy to grow. That's right. That's why. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago on your show. You know, the Democrats and the media were rooting for a recession, right? They wanted a recession. Remember, by the way, I'm looking all over the place right now. I'm looking under my chair. I'm looking out the window. I'm looking out down the hall. I don't see a recession anywhere. Do you?
No, not yet.
where is that recession they've been talking about? I mean, we got 7 million surplus jobs, and they're talking about a recession? I mean, lowest unemployment rate, and they're talking about recession? They are rooting against the American economy and the American worker. And, you know, I just find that to be hard to defend.
Yeah.
Indefensible.
If you do find that recession under your chair, please let the Andy Fry Show know first.
It's funny this morning.
I'm looking all over for it.
Steve, this morning I was looking, this isn't necessarily a question, but you're right. At CBS News, I looked at a report this morning that was just about the economy, and the only thing they could focus on was how hard it's been on businesses because they can't find enough workers. And that's the
problem or what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And by the way, as you guys know, I was the senior economic advisor to Trump with Larry Kudlow and my best friend. And, when we put together that plan, the tax cuts, the deregulation, the pro-America energy, we wanted to create a tight labor market. We wanted workers to have more bargaining power with employers, and they've got it. You know, this has been working. I saw the president a couple of weeks ago, and I just joked to him. I said, Mr. President, is working better than even I thought it would.
I'm sure he knew that it would work this well. He's probably had the confidence in these policies. One last question before I let you go. I was just curious. I know that you have an Illinois tie here. Have you been watching some of the FBI investigations that have been taking place and the corruption that's been kind of rooted out here so far in Illinois?
I'm from Illinois.
Oh, man, I think we lost him.
Ah, right when it was going to get really juicy.
Well, we're going to talk to Amy Cordy at 2 o'clock, who's going to give us the details on it. I have this printout that Stephen Moore there. He's such a good guest, and I wish that he had his connection a little bit better. It is what it is.
It's amazing. The stuff he's talking about really is – the numbers are amazing, and – that's without deals like the USMCA being signed.
There's a lot of huge things hanging out there.
Or anything with China. We're talking about a phase one with China, and people just on the speculation that deal might be signed. We're hitting new highs with the Dow every week. So can you imagine going into his possible second term if some of these deals start to land?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know if he wins again, they will. Because there will be nothing else to wait for. How much more the economy is even going to grow since then?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.